Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. That music means that Mayor Mary Fassbender's in the house. She's actually on the phone, which is just as great. We're so happy to chat it up with her. And we do this once a month on this show, so we are thrilled that she called in today. How are you, Mayor Mary?
I'm good,
Mo. Oh, gosh, it's
so... You know, it's the time of year when leaves are changing, the weather's getting a little cooler. What else is going on? School has started officially, you know, in school or out of school, however we're doing it these days. So with that, you know, projects are nearing the end for the city, and that's why I kind of thought I would, you know, touch on some things that are going on within the city at this point.
That sounds great. You know, I know there were a lot of construction projects, certainly on 15th Street. That's a big main hub. So
Sure. Let's
hear about some of the projects and where we stand.
Sure. So 15th Street, of course, was the sidewalk and replacement and boulevard restoration. And so if you've driven by, you can see that the tar has been dropped down now, but there's still finishing up on some underground utility work. So that should probably end now, maybe in a couple weeks. And I don't know if you've noticed, but from 15th up to Pine, that is virtually all done. Now they're going the other way to Tyler Street on 15th. So they'll finish the remaining, you know, the sidewalks and the pavement. And oh, my gosh, it's just so nice to see a road again.
Mm-hmm.
And I live near there, so we're hearing less and less of the big trucks and the movement. But it's all going to be good. Most of us have been through a street project before. We know that it's just so hard to get through it. But at the end, oh, it's so nice.
It is so
nice. And, yeah, it is really nice. So I have to, you know, give our credit to Public Works. They work so hard to try to get it done in a timely manner. We are very fortunate this year with, you know, our weather. We didn't have the rain that we could have possibly had, you know, to delay everything. But Public Works, they get a pat on the back because they are very diligent in their time. They try to get the community, you know, as much information to them as possible. And, you know, they do their updates every week on the website. And there's also a station over on Maple and 15th, where you can pick up what's going on this week and what's going on, you know, the future. So I can't wait for it all to be done. So we're nearing that end, and I'm certain it'll be in mid of October that we'll start to see traffic moving, you know, on 15th Street, which will be great. Then there's also in the Cannon Street area, which is more south of town, they did the grading and the base, which they'll be replacing the base layer of gravel on the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of September. And then there'll be spot curbing on Cannon Street as well in 22nd. So they'll just be replacing and removal of some of the marked areas on Cannon Street. So, yeah, it's all looking good. And if people do want to find out, you know, how to get more communication on that, you can get on e-notification where they can weekly, they'll give you an update. And that's at www.hastingsmn.gov. And then if you click on e-notifications, and they'll give you a specific area of what you're interested in, and then you can get updated by that, too. So it's all good. Projects, like we know, they're miserable to go through, mm-hmm. but once they're done, they're wonderful to have done. And it just, 15th Street, as we all know, is a very highly trafficked street. So it will be good to get some of those, most of that street finished for the year, and then next year will be another from 15th and Pine up the hill.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Great.
So it's good to have that near the end, for sure. And then I thought I'd just kind of catch everybody up on the new positions that have been hired within the city. You know, we've had a kind of a tough year with positions being moved around, but we're, you know, Dan will be here. Dan Waticha will be here almost a year, which I just think that's crazy how fast that year went.
Yes.
And again, doing an amazing job, and he's learning, but man, are we learning as well. So I think when we see fresh eyes and new eyes come into position, I said it, I think we're always thankful for people looking at things differently than we have been looking at them. But along with that, we have been without, you know, our communications coordinator. So she started last week. Her name is Dawn Skelly. So she's the new communications coordinator, and she started on Tuesday, the day after Labor Day, and she started posting the next day after staff. I started seeing things, and it was like a relief, to be honest, because a few of the other department heads have been picking up that slack for, you know, the communications area. So it's great to have Dawn on board, and she comes with, you know, again, new eyes and fresh eyes, and she has experience from cities from the past. So, you know, that we're very thankful to have her, and she's just a pleasant person as well. So I think that'll be great.
Mary, tell us about that process, because I know you had a lot of people that put in an application.
Just a few, under 200.
Can you believe it? I mean, that's incredible.
It's wonderful.
It is. How did you whittle them down?
Well, you know, that had nothing to do with I and Council. That was all, you know, Julie Flatten and, you know, a couple other people that in her department. So they read a lot. They had a lot to read through. And from what I hear, there were many, many really, really good candidates. So, there's always a process, you know, in hiring, but to go through 200 applications, you know, and everybody has, you know, a little bit of a different, you know, outlook on communication. So that's always, that'll be fun to see what Dawn is going to bring new to the city as far as communication. So, yeah, I'm very excited. I think we all are. And as you know, part of her job is to get the resources and the communication and the educate the people. That's what her job is. So, like I said, thankful for the other departments that have helped throughout. But I think we're starting with Labor Day. You know, we all start fresh and new, and it's like flipping the calendar and having the new beginning. Well, I think. Within some of the city new employees, I think we're going to be starting afresh. So with that, yesterday, we had our finance manager start. His name is Chris Eidemiller. So it's a male position, I don't think we've had a male finance manager for quite a while. So that'll be interesting, too. I personally have not met him yet. So, but there again, you know, we're in that process mode of budget and, you know, trying to do that for 2021. Mm. So we've had some assistance from another finance director helping in as, you know, kind of an interim, but it'll be nice to have Chris on board as well. Again, you know, seeing, you know, our budget in the past, how it's been, and, you know, he may or may not have some insight on a different way to do things. So looking forward to that as well. And then I don't know if you're going to remember. Do you remember the name Lindsay Anderson?
Of course I do.
Sure. So Lindsay worked with us as a part-time...
Green,
yes. So she was a part of that. And now, 2 weeks ago, she has started with us. She is in our front desk office. So Lindsay will help answer the phone and take care of the people that come in. So
the Green Corps.
The Green Corps, correct. And you know as well as I, Lindsay has just that kind of spark, you know, to her. So it's real nice to see Carol's old seat filled again with someone. So, you know, it's just good to go back into City Hall and see these positions being filled, and we're starting to see more, you know, the employees coming back. It's you know, it's just really, it's kind of healthy rather than just talking on a phone and Zooming and, mm-hmm. you know, we have actual contact with people now. So it's been good. It's been very good.
You mentioned Zooming. Are you going to continue to have City Hall meetings on Zoom, or how is that going to work long term?
Well, we're still looking at it. We're still, you know, kind of debating. We are also working on it. We've had a couple trial meetings in the council chambers for, I think, Planning Commission possibly met. You know, a couple of the commissions have met just for trial and error. So I haven't really heard too much report on that yet, but we're working on it. Possibly, you know, who knows what's going to happen to the world, you know, in another 2, 3, 4 weeks. But we're preparing, so if we can get to that, yes, we would love to be back in the chambers. So, and, you know, who knows how that's going to be. Well, they've tried it, like I said, with planning and stuff, but they have big tables, you know, 8-foot tables, in, you know, and each commissioner is sitting at a table, which you have your social distancing. I did not watch it, so I don't know if they were wearing masks or something, but I think that would be appropriate because you're still within, you know, within a building. So mm-hmm. I think we have to, like when I'm at City Hall, I have to wear my mask, you know. So I'm hopeful. I think we're hopeful tomorrow. Actually, I'll sit down and we'll probably talk about it a little bit more. So I'd love to be in person, but there again, it's for the safety of, you know, the 7 council people. Plus we have, you know, Dan Wetecha and Julie Flatten and Dan Flegel. So, you know, there's 10 people that you have to kind of be cautious with. And, you know, for all of our safety, what's the safest way to, and effective way to have a council meeting? I mean, it's been working on Zoom. And to be honest, I think there's more attendance and people watching.
I agree.
When it's on Zoom, which is, you know, that's, I love that because it brings, you know, a little more transparency, you know, to the council meetings. And, you know, people can, they can pipe in, you know, on the meetings if they need to or if they want to. They have that option. So it's okay, but always it's just better in person, I think. Yep, still working on that one. And then I wanted to do a little update. We have a new officer. Jacob Willers is our new school resource officer. So now that the schools are open, we have an officer that will be there at the schools and stuff. So that's good. That's a good feeling to have that position filled and with a new, with more resources for the officers for the school. So. And then one of our officers, Whitney Ranowski, she will transition to community resource officer, which is partially funded by a grant and beginning later this year. So that's kind of a new position too, which will be great. And then we have 5 new paid on-call firefighters that are still in the motion of starting with the city of Hastings too. So that's, those are great positions to have filled, I think, for all of us. So there's a, you know, kind of a tight regimen for the firefighters, so they have to go through quite a bit after they're actually presented their position. So, you know, they'll have, like, EMT classes to go through, and then it's like a year, like 9 months to a year by the time they get through their EMT classes, and then they have to do the beginning of firefighter 1 and 2 along with, you know, hazmat training. So, I mean, when they start and get it going, it should be, you know, probably about 8 months or 9 months down the road that they'll be effectively being able to do their work then. And until then, you know, they'll be doing ride-alongs and they'll work, you know, with their mentors, you know, so that's exciting, too, to know that we have 5 more firefighters coming on board. The other thing I wanted to touch on, Mo, is, you know, typically this time of year we have the fall cleanup, which so many people attend. And I know it's disheartening, but we've had to cancel that, too, this year. But We do have a alternative fall cleanup, and it's actually this week it started the 14th till the 25th. So for 2 weeks, there's an option of curbside pickup, and there's an option of drop-off. So again, I would encourage people, if they want more information on that, to go to the city website, hastingsmn.gov, and look for alternative fall cleanup, which it gives you actual options, you know, if you want a refrigerator to be picked up or dropped off or vice versa. And, you know, there's a fee for some of those things because we have to pay for them. It's nice to have that option for people. You know how we clearly keep things forever, and then you get to a point it's like, all right, I got to get rid of this. And, you know, so it's nice to have that option to be able to get rid of it.
So that's going on until the, what did you say?
25th.
The 25th of September. Great information, Mary. We are out of time. We really appreciate your time today. Mayor Mary Fassbender, and every month she recaps what are some of the big things going on in the city. Congratulations on all of your new hires. That should make everyone's job easier.
Yeah, I think it'll be great.
It will be great. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.